6 weeks to the day after the election, they're still counting votes and lawsuits in the Washington state governor's race, with 25 of 39 counties reporting. Republican Dino Rossi leads Democrat Christine Gregoire by 46 votes in the hand recount, 46 out of nearly 2.9 million. But the margin of victory, however slim, will almost definitely swing in Ms. Gregoire's favor if 561 ballots from King County, that's Seattle, heavily Democratic, will be added back into the mix. Election officials say they went uncounted by mistake. Workers had failed to check the signatures. A canvassing board will decide tomorrow whether those 561 ballots will be counted. Republicans are howling about their sudden discovery, but the GOP won on another front today when the state Supreme Court rejected a Democratic bid to review all 15,000 of the ballots disqualified in the state of Washington. The recount is just beginning in Ohio, but the war of words is now 6 weeks old. Today, Congressman John Conyers says he has finally heard back from Ohio Secretary of State Kenneth Blackwell, to whom he wrote December 2nd, posing 36 different questions about Ohio's vote. Conyers has released a second letter to Blackwell in which he notes that Blackwell has refused to answer any of those three dozen questions. He also claims that in Blackwell's return letter, Blackwell insisted that members of Congress should not and could not investigate a matter already under investigation by the Government Accountability Office, like the Ohio vote, for instance. That is something Conyers, in his second letter to Blackwell, today says is not the case.